What are we doing? What are we doing? Just days after a shooter walked into a grocery store to gun down African-American patrons, we have another Sandy Hook on our hands. What are we doing? There have been more mass shootings than days in the year. Our kids are living in fear every single time they set foot in a classroom because they think they're going to be next. What are we doing? Why do you spend all this time running for the United States Senate? Why do you go through all the hassle of getting this job, of putting yourself in a position of authority, if your answer is that as this slaughter increases, as our kids run for their lives, we do nothing? What are we doing? Why are you here? If not to solve a problem as existential as this. This isn't inevitable. These kids weren't unlucky. This only happens in this country and nowhere else. Nowhere else do little kids go to school thinking that they might be shot that day.
That was U.S. Senator Chris Murphy on the floor of the U.S. Senate this past Tuesday reacting to the latest school shooting massacre. This time it was Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. While we quickly learned that law enforcement in Uvalde took just about every wrong step possible to responding to the shooter, that was a case of the immediate invading that small town where too many who could have done something were ill-equipped in a variety of ways, we're finding out. That's certainly part of the reason for the massacre. But so is those who this isn't the first time experience for. That would be the elected leaders of Texas as well as the nation. It was interesting how Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to make mental health care a priority. Same Governor Abbott who cut $211 million in state funding for mental health programs. Then we have primarily the Republican members of the House and Senate. Those in the House continue to vote against bills addressing background checks, for example, red flag laws. In the Senate, the Republicans won't allow a vote on that legislation. Not even a debate, come to think of it. Two reasons for that. They have no substance to validate their point. And second, they're bought and paid for by the NRA, among others. Just a few examples. Some of the senators and the money they received over their political career from the NRA. Who do you think currently serving tops the list? Mitt Romney, $13.6 million. You have Marco Rubio, $3.3 million. Let's see here, Rob Portman, around $3 million. Tom Cotton, $1.9 million. Josh Hawley, $1.3 million. Mitch McConnell, $1.2 million. And the list goes on from there. So you can see that the pimps pay their political prostitutes very well. The weapon used in the Uvalde shooting was the AR-15, which the inventor of this weapon, whose name is Eugene Stoner, said was never meant for civilians. What does an AR-15 do to the human body? Simple science and physics, a bullet with more energy can do more damage. Its total kinetic energy is equal to one-half the mass of the bullet times its velocity squared. I know that's a little bit of a headache-causing math, but nevertheless, a bullet from a handgun, explain this more simplified maybe, a bullet from a handgun is slow compared to that from an AR-15. Handgun bullet, that could be stopped by thick bone of the upper leg, for example. Might pass through the body, only to become lodged in the skin, and which that's fairly elastic. Bullet from an AR-15 does an entirely different kind of violence to the human body. It's relatively small. It leaves the muzzle at three times the speed of a handgun bullet. It has so much energy, it can disintegrate 3 inches of leg bone. Just turn it to dust. If it hits the liver, it'll wind up looking like a jello mold that you dropped on the floor. The exit wounds, they could be nasty. Jagged hole the size of an orange. Bullets from AR-15 can damage flesh inches away from their path, either because they fragment or because they cause something that's called cavitation. For example, if you trail your finger through water, the water ripples and it curls. You know what I'm trying to help you visualize. When a high-velocity bullet pierces the body, human tissue ripples as well, just a lot more violently. Bullet from an AR-15 might miss the femoral artery in the leg, but cavitation may burst the artery anyway, causing death by blood loss. A swath of stretched and torn tissue around the wound may die. That's why a handgun wound might require only one surgery, but an AR-15 bullet wound, 3, 4, maybe 10 surgeries. That is, if you survive. Now, the details I just shared are what happens when the bullets from an AR-15 strike an adult body. That's not what we're talking about now, for the most part. We have 19 out of the 21 examples where there were 8, 9, 10-year-old children whose bodies were so torn apart that DNA samples had to be taken from parents so their children could be identified.